quite a gathering at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward last night. You had folks from utility companies and wind farm interests. You had the oil and gas industry there. And you had a lot of farmers and ranchers and ag organizations represented as well to hear from the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Dan Ash. Also welcoming, Mr. Ash, several representatives of Governor Mary Fallon's cabinet, including the Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese.
I'm most impressed. I worked for USDA Farm Service Agency, and it isn't often that we get a director of an agency from Washington, D.C. to Woodward, Oklahoma, and I appreciate your efforts, and I appreciate you coming. And I pray this isn't the kiss on the cheek before you stab us in the gut.
And that was a clear underlying concern of a lot of folks in the room, what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service might do to Northwest Oklahoma and the four other states with populations of lesser prey chickens if an endangered species listing is actually made by Uncle Sam. Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, told us after the forum, clearly in this situation, the feds don't need to step in.
We don't need the feds coming in, wasting federal dollars, bringing federal agency in, which will have a psychological effect on people. We just, you know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. We don't like that. And I think that If the feds will stay out of it, let the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife work with Oklahomans, we can make a difference.
History seems to tell us that the population of the lesser prey chickens has been up and down in various parts of the Southern High Plains over the years. Alan Jett with Oklahoma Farm Bureau says a lot of the reason he believes that we've got a smaller population today of lesser prey chickens than maybe a few years back can be laid at the feet of a well-meaning, well-intentioned Uncle Sam.
I hear that part of the problem is fences. Well, the reason there's so many fences is because of the Homestead Act. That's a government program. I'm told that the reason the prairie chickens, there's not as many, is because of planting Old World Bluestem. Well, the reason we planted Old World Bluestem on CRP ground is because the government employees encourage us to do that. That was another government thing. I'm told that the Eastern Red Cedars is one of the reasons why there's not as many prairie chicken. The government has provided us thousands and thousands of Eastern Red Cedar trees to build windbreaks and stuff around the state. It seems to me like part of the problems is the government. So do you guys have a better plan this time, or is it going to be more the same old thing before we completely run out of prairie chickens? Thank you.
Well, as the forum progressed and as the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Dan Ash, responded, it was clear that at this point the feds don't have a plan on how you deal with the lesser prey chicken. Right now they're simply going to look at what he called the biology and determine whether an endangered species listing is justified or not. Then you figure out how to deal with what he called the critical habitat. Well, at this point, that's not good enough for a lot of folks in agriculture, the oil and gas industry, and those utilities that were there. The state of Oklahoma is working on a plan, along with several of the other states, to try to get the temperamental little bird to be fruitful and multiply. The Secretary of the Environment for the state of Oklahoma is Gary Scheer.
We've worked with the state legislature. We've worked with the Oklahoma Wild Department, Nature Conservancy, and a lot of other groups that have an interest in getting the number of these birds up, so that they will not be, there'll not be a need to list on the endangered species. And like I said in my comments earlier, the governor has worked hard on this with the Western Governors Association. They've put together a conservation plan. So I'm just asking Director Ash to seriously give us more time. Don't just do like I think government does so much of the time in the past, and that is really not paying attention to the comments that are made. They have their mind made up already.
Now, we talked with Dan Ash after the forum was over in Woodward last night, and he told us that he appreciates what Oklahoma's doing, appreciates the sincerity of Gary Scheer regarding this particular proposal and a request for 24 more months to give the plan to allow the little bird to multiply, to increase numbers of the lesser prairie chicken. But he says at this point, it's all on a timetable that's set up by law.
What he's asking for is time to allow the good work that's being done by the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation to take effect. And I think, you know, again, that's a good faith effort and offer on his part. And it's clear that a substantial amount of effort is being made. The complication that we have in this regard is the law has statutory deadlines. So once a listing starts to proceed forward, we have to make determinations according to a statutory time schedule. And if we don't do that, then we're vulnerable to somebody coming in and taking us to court.
Based on the timetable that Dan Ash offered to the folks in Woodward last night, he says by September 2012, there will have to be some sort of a proposal out there regarding whether or not a listing will be offered up by Uncle Sam or not. And then by the fall of 2013, there could be a final rule out there for comment to be made by the public. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.